what concerned us is that there hasn't been much sense of urgency coming from donors, coming from government. And so as Oxfam, we have been lobbying quite a bit for these agencies to take action. So we saw Zimbabwe declare an emergency some 3 weeks ago. And now to see SADC coming in and declaring an emergency as well, that to us is a positive step forward. It's not enough. We need to do more. But it's positive that they have done that.
And what does this declaration of the regional drought disaster by SADC mean?
It's a very strong statement from stakeholders in the region. It's rare, and I don't think we remember when a whole region declared a disaster. But the significance of this is that SADC is acknowledging that this is unprecedented. It's a big crisis that's affecting most of the countries in the region. And as a group of governments in this region, they acknowledge that it's a big disaster that needs to be declared at the regional level. So it's a very strong political statement coming from the leadership in SADC. But secondly, it's also going to help us to highlight the plight of the people we are talking about. So we needed more voices, and the SADC is one of the stronger voices that we have been waiting for. So for me, it's an important statement because it's also going to help us be able to mobilize the resources that we have been looking for in the region. And our hope is that key stakeholders are going to look at what SADC has done as a serious message that gets them to take action.
Tell us briefly about your work in Zimbabwe, for example.
In Zimbabwe, we do a lot of development work. And under normal circumstances, when there's no crisis, we have been doing a lot of work with farmers. We have also done health work around HIV/AIDS, social reproductive health. We do quite a lot of work around women's rights as well. And so when we have an emergency like this, our first observation and assessments come out of the fact that we are on the ground with this flood. So we're able to pick that up very quickly, that we do have a problem with the rains this year, and it started last year. And we realized that our farmers are already struggling in the areas where we work. And so because of that, what we have done is to do an assessment. And part of the assessment, which we did on our own as Oxfam, we have also influenced and contributed to an assessment that's done by government through the vulnerability assessment. So we have contributed to that as well. And so we are at a stage where we have big numbers. We are looking at 2.9 million people from our assessment and the assessment of other stakeholders that need food. And we are also acknowledging the fact that there aren't enough resources in Zimbabwe to be able to respond. So the UN actually saying about only 4% of the requirements are actually funded. If I tell you about the Oxfam program, we are speaking quite loud. We are carrying out our analysis of what's on the ground, but we have not managed the city of funding it. So that just shows you that we still need a lot of response and action from donors for us to be able to respond. But otherwise, we are very clear of what's on the ground.